It's a great game. LSU in Florida. So here's what you do. So important. I want you to enjoy the game, but I don't really want you to enjoy the game if you don't vote first. You know why? Because you'll be sitting there watching some incredible football and you feel...
We're listening to the President Trump rally in Louisiana on Friday night. Enjoy.
So go out and vote and then go and enjoy the game the way it should be enjoyed. As you've seen, under Republican leadership, America is stronger than ever before. That's what's happened. We've created 6 million new jobs and opened 10,000 new factories since my election. The United States has the hottest economy on earth. You know, these prime ministers and presidents and kings and queens, and I hate to say it, sometimes dictators, but we take them as they come, right? We take them as they come, but they always start off, sir, congratulations on the great job you've done with the economy. Got the hottest numbers, got the hottest economy in the world, got the number one economy anywhere in the world, and had our opponent gotten elected, you would right now be the number two economy to China, and we are now so far ahead. It will never happen if smart people are standing here. We've ended the war on American energy, and with your help right here in Louisiana, the United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere on the planet. And how about these Democrats that want to get rid of oil? They want to get rid of natural gas. They want to go to wind. Oh, darling, I just can't watch the show tonight. The wind, it just stopped blowing. I can't watch LSU in Florida. There's no wind today. I'm angry. I'm really angry at John Bel Edwards. He has not done the job. We are securing our borders, taking care of our great veterans, and restoring the unrivaled might of the U.S. military like never before. And by the way, and we're going to introduce them, but you have two great senators here tonight. You have great congressmen. We approved something called Veterans Choice. The veterans now can go see a doctor outside of the VA if they have to wait for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 3 days. They can go and they can see a doctor. We pay the bill. They get better. People were waiting for 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks. So our veterans were taking care of our veterans. You notice that with the veterans? There's a lot of veterans here, but you notice... It used to be all the time, every time. Oh, there's a veteran. Where's the veteran? Right there. How are you, sir? He looks like a veteran, too. Not going to mess with him. Great. Thank you very much. But you notice we don't see the bad stories about the veterans. Now, the fake news will go out all over the United States. Now, look. NBC is one of the worst in the world. They'll look. For a veteran, they're going to find a veteran that's not 100% happy, and they're going to make him a star. But you notice, for a year and a half, we've been in great shape, right? They don't talk about the veterans. Get them out. You know what? Your police work fast. That works fast. They work fast. They don't mess around in Louisiana, do they? That was beautiful. I love to see it. Our police are great. Law enforcement, great. Doing an incredible job. But all of our nation's gains are put at risk by a rage-filled Democrat Party that has gone completely insane. For nearly 3 years, Democrats have waged a nonstop battle to overturn your vote, overrule your voice, override your values, and overthrow the results of the most spectacular election in the history of our country, 2016. But your senators and your congressmen, and frankly, the real senators and the real congressmen.
We're listening to President Trump's live rally Friday night in Louisiana. Enjoy President Trump's speech, and we'll start the prayer call in 5 minutes.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. The Democrats are fighting to restore the wretched political class that threw open our nation's borders, shipped away our jobs, sacrificed our wealth, surrendered our sovereignty, flooded our cities with drugs and crime, and bogged us down in one foreign war after another. The endless wars have to stop. Have to stop. We're directly taking on the unholy alliance of corrupt Democrat politicians, deep state bureaucrats, and the fake news media. There they are right there. You know, it's really funny. I see all those red lights, so that means you're live, right? As soon as I start talking about the fake news, I see those lights go off so fast. But then they come back on. And you know why they come back on? Because last night, by far, all over cable, all over the place, the highest rated show was What We Did in Minnesota, a state that we're going to win. That's why they come back on, because they have no choice. They may hate Trump, but they want to get those ratings. Hey, what's going to happen in 12, maybe 16 years when I'm no longer president? See, I'm just driving. Their ratings are going to tank. I actually think they're going to endorse me. Because if they don't, can you imagine having Pocahontas as your president? Now, the real Pocahontas, we wouldn't have minded, but the fake Pocahontas, you can't have. Or how about Sleepy Joe? His son, who knows nothing about energy, unlike the people in this room. He flies into the Ukraine. He flies into Ukraine. He walks out with $168,000 a month, $3 million. Never, he doesn't know what a gasoline tank looks like. And they're paying him hundreds of thousands a month. Then he flies into China, and he takes out $1.5 billion. I got to tell you, you know, I just made a great China deal today for energy, for the farmers, for the banks, for so many, you know, technology, one of the greats. Phase one is a big phase. In fact, the biggest problem, it'll be 40 different.
We're listening to President Trump's live event on Friday night in Louisiana. We'll start the prayer call in just about a minute. I'll let you enjoy the speech.
They'll make it 50. Our farmers will buy more land, and they'll buy bigger tractors. Right? So they actually said, I want my farmers, I love my farmers, I want them to come back to me. Sir, we can't produce this too much. It's too much, sir. It's too much. We can't produce that much wheat and corn and all the stuff because I want to tell you, I got China to order a lot. And it's true. It's true. No, it's true. So China, in their record year, of course, they'll catch it within, you know, $2. It was $2 off. He gets a Pinocchio, although Schiff got four Pinocchios for making up what I said on a phone call. Shifty Schiff. But their biggest year was $16 billion in aggregate. That's a lot. $16 billion, that's a lot of corn. Right? $16 billion was their biggest year. They're going to buy not 16, not 20, not 30, not 40. They're going to buy between 40 and $50 billion worth of agricultural food. And my people said to me, sir, they can't do it. They cannot produce that much. I said, you know what? No, it's true. My people wanted to stop at 20. I said, I'm not stopping at 20. I want them to come back and say, sir, we can't do it because I love my farmers. But they're going to be out there busy. They'll be going. They'll be good. They're going to be more tractors sold. And they're going to be bigger and better and more powerful. And they're going to be made by American companies like John Deere and Cape and Caterpillar. So
I'm just going to let a few more people come on the line, and we'll start the call in just a minute. I apologize. We'll take a little delay here so we can get more people on the call. Thank you.
They are happy to do it. They are happy to do it. We had a great relationship, but I'll tell you. So let me get back to Biden, right? Remember, where's Hunter? You know, last night I said, where's Hunter? It became like the hottest thing in the whole country. I just said, by the way, where's Hunter? He walked out of China, so he walks out with $1.5 billion. And I said, you know, those aren't the same guys that I've been dealing with from China for the last year and a half. Those guys don't give you $1.5 billion and you know nothing. That's not the same Chinese people. I want to meet those people. Instead of $50 billion, it would be $500 billion worth of corn. So it's a crooked deal, and the fake news is always covering up for Joe Biden, right? The fake news. They go, while the claim is totally unsubstantiated, every single newscast, with me, any questions, okay, with them, while the claim is totally unsubstantiated, and I say, but it's not unsubstantiated. He took out a fortune out of Ukraine.
All righty. Good evening and welcome to the PrayersFor45.com call for Sunday night, October 13th. We're going to have a great call tonight. We have Kimberly and Betty to lead our two prayers, our first prayer for President Trump. And the second prayer, we will continue to pray for the restoration of the rule of law, and we'll talk a little bit about how the China economic deal that Trump just made, specifically agricultural related, how that actually ties into the reset of the rule of law. And we'll shed some light on that. So stick around, but let's start with our first prayer. And Kimberly, good evening. How are you?
I'm great, Scotty. How are you?
Doing very well. Great to have you. And I'm going to turn the floor over to you to lead our first prayer.
Awesome. I just want to bring our attention to Isaiah 54, the last verse of that awesome chapter. Says, no weapon that is formed against you will succeed, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. This peace, this righteousness, this security and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is their vindication from me, saith the Lord. I just think that's a powerful, powerful verse. I continue to think about it every single time I hear the president speaking, and I think of it every single time that I hear people speaking crap about our president. So let's bow our heads in prayer and come before the Lord and declare this passage over our president, over our nation, and over everybody, every patriot that is doing the will of the Lord. Father, we come before you. We come with courage, and we come with fearless mindsets, because we know that we know that we know that your word is eternal. We know that these words that were spoken as a promise to Isaiah are relevant even for today. And Father, we thank you that passage, Lord, is so powerful when it comes to you establishing and you redeeming and you vindicating. Lord, we give you praise for that. We thank you that we can find incredible passages, Lord, in context that fit into today's circumstances. And so we lift up our president. We lift up President Trump and his beautiful wife and their family. Father, we lift up a hedge of protection around them. We thank you, Lord, that our president continues to publicly condemn all of the lies spoken against him. Father, we thank you that your word actually authorizes him to do that. And we know, Lord, that you have given justice, that this is your vindication. Father, we know that none of these things spoken against him will have any kind of backing, because you are the one who is his protection. You are the one who is his shield. Your word says that you are our shield, that you are our safe place, that we can find refuge in you. Lord, we thank you that your word is a rock unto our feet, and we give you praise for that. Lord, we continue to ask that you would allow our president to be firmly planted, that he would be literally like a superhero with an invisible shield around him, Lord. It is so fun to think about that, Lord, when we pray with our kids, Father, that the power of God through his word and through the blood of Jesus that was shed for our sins actually can shield us like a force field. So we give you praise, and we thank you for that figurative speech, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, so much that this battle is not in the physical, that this battle is spiritual, and therefore we can apply spiritual weapons, and the power of your word is our greatest tool. Lord, our greatest defensive tool, Father. Well, actually, it's not a defensive tool. It's an offense. It's an offensive tool. And so we thank you for that very sharp tool. Your word says that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, and that it is able to separate bone from marrow. Lord, that is pretty sharp. So we thank you for the sharpness of your word, and we stand on it tonight. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly, and stick around and feel free to join in our conversation. I'd like to remind everybody, we like to bring context to our prayers and memorialize this period of history, and we will use these calls somewhere in the near future to create some other content. So today we're going to continue to pray for the rule of law, and I like to look for signs that the rule of law is being taken care of, that the rule of law is being reset, that we're in the midst of many things happening that just don't get reported by the mainstream media. So let me start the three things I want to talk about tonight, the first being the most important. You know, the rule of law is not just concerning the political landscape or the legal landscape, criminal landscape. There's an economic rule of law, and we know that the deep state, the central bank cabal, they have spent years moving jobs offshore, closing manufacturing plants in the U.S., and moving manufacturing to China. And China's had $500 billion, with a B, trade deficit. They have had the benefit of $500 billion to the good. And no negotiator in their right mind, except one working for the deep state, would have made these deals. But as we know, yesterday, President Trump announced his first phase of a new trade deal with China. And the exciting part of this China deal, Trump announced a $50 billion in agriculture as part of the deal. $50 billion in agricultural trade. Keep in mind, $16 billion was previously the most China ever spent buying from our farmers. Further evidence our POTUS is brilliant as he works to reset the rule of law. He's taking advantage of China's shortage of pork And in general, their need to feed almost 1.4 billion people. China has four times the number of people. We have 300 million in the U.S. They have 1.4 billion in China. And so he went right after China's need to feed their people. How do you get China to play ball and be a good citizen of the world? Help them feed their restless population. So the significance goes beyond the impact of our farmers. It levels the trade playing field globally, and no longer does the deep state control our trade deals. With Trump leading the way, and soon we'll see Boris Johnson from the UK when they exit Brexit jump into the mix. You know, the central banks had no allegiance to our country. They were planning to move their system of power and control to China. And thanks to POTUS and the Patriots, those plans have been thwarted. And this trade deal with $50 billion going to our farmers speaks loudly to the reset of the economic rule of law. Second thing I want to mention is our great attorney general, our brave attorney general, our patriotic attorney general, Bill Barr. He's traveled to Europe to investigate not only the origins of the Russia hoax and the attempted coup, but there's good reason to believe he's gathering a lot of evidence on the global child trafficking rings. And he's putting an end, and the Patriots are putting an end to this horrific human trafficking, which POTUS, of course, issued an executive order back in December of 2017 to seize the assets of those participating. And so that is a great sign to us as we continue our prayers for the reset of the rule of law. I can't remember any period in our lives where our attorney general has traveled abroad to investigate anything, let alone the deep state's shenanigans with respect to the Russia hoax and child trafficking. The third thing that I think is really evidence that we're getting closer and closer to the final reset where we can go to bed at night and know the deep state's out of the picture is this deployment of U.S. Marines we talked about on our homeland last Sunday. Now, it appears that 10,000 of those Marines were sent to California or on California soil right now. Of course, we heard about the power outage in Northern California, some 2 million people without power. Now, it appears there is evidence. We can't be sure, but it sure seems logical that the power outage was actually in control of the Patriots, who needed to turn the power off to conduct special ops, special forces, and operations against the deep state. If that is true, and it looks like more and more reports are that it was actually the Patriots, not the deep state, that shut the power off in Northern California, that we are really moving every day further along the spectrum of the reset of the rule of law. So Kimberly and Betty, I'm going to let you guys jump in and add your two cents to this, because I think we're just seeing more and more things every day that we know our prayers are being heard.
We are indeed, Scotty. You know, that trade deficit has been happening for years. They planned from long ago. They wanted to bring this country down. And one of the ways that they did it was to make, my husband's a business owner, to make doing business in this country so difficult that it was cheaper for them to outsource it. So we're seeing that not just China, but India, the Philippines, they've been outsourcing all of our jobs to these other countries, which brings down our economy. And so yay for God, yay for using President Trump to start restoring the economy of the United States, because they took away jobs, which brought everything down and just everything spiraled out of control. So amen and amen.
Amen. And, you know, if they made one bad trade deal along the way over the years, we'd say, okay, somebody made a mistake or made a bad deal with China or India or even NAFTA, which was designed to not benefit the United States, but benefit the other two countries involved. But Kimberly, I know you're a business owner and you're an entrepreneur. I'm sure you have felt the impact of overregulation over the years. So The economic rule of law is as important as any other, I believe. What do you think, Kimberly?
Absolutely. I think even this action that's taking place behind the scenes where the IMF is concerned and the Bank of International Settlements is concerned and all of the global monetary system, I think that the changes that we're seeing rolling out with all of that is pretty exciting too, because there's actual conversation happening now about fair trade boiling down into, it's kind of like a spiraling down into fair currency. You know, what the means that we use to pay for trade needs to be consistent and fair globally. And we're seeing more and more confirmation that they're talking about fixing it to a fixed asset, fixing the value of global currencies to a fixed asset. So that's kind of encouraging.
Indeed. And I'm going to put somebody a little bit on the spot, but she's a businesswoman and she's involved in Forex. Diane, what is what Kimberly just said? What does that really mean? You're a Forex trader. Tell us what we can expect with the economic reset of the rule of law as it relates to currency.
Well, I think, yes, she did put me on the spot. So I think we're going to have a more level playing field. I think we'll have a less rigged market. And I think we'll have not only fair trade, but we will be able to count on less what we call flash crashes in the currency market, because that just shows how rigged things really are and who really makes the money. So you know, the world is changing at a level that's what we would call, I would say, Mach 5, right? At a speed that, yes, thank you. And I don't know exactly how it's all going to shake down as far as, you know, the way that I studied the charts and the way, but the whole concept of being tied to a fixed asset is key to the stabilization of currencies. It won't take completely away the volatility. As a trader, I don't want that, but it will take away the unfairness and the rigging of it, I believe.
Well, it's a whole huge oppression of countries. I mean, we've seen huge oppression of countries. Look at Venezuela. I mean, they attached their currency to gold, and the rest of the world slammed them.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely.
Well, we know. Go ahead, Diane. I'm sorry.
No, that was me. I agree with Kimberly and Diane. It levels the playing field because they've been taking advantage of the little guy. Now the little guy has a chance because we're all pegging it to the same currency. They have a chance to be able to play fair so that they can build up their countries.
Right.
And what did we do in countries like Libya and Lebanon and Syria and Afghanistan?
Well,
these were countries that wouldn't play ball with the central banks. And what do we do?
We
invaded them, and we did what they call regime change, because these were leaders like Gaddafi and I forgot his name in Syria. You know who I'm talking about.
Assad.
Yeah, these are people who would not play ball and did not play ball with the central banks. And when you don't play ball with them in the past, that meant that you were on their hit list. So. This economic reset of the rule of law is so encouraging to me, because as the world economy goes and the United States economy goes, it becomes much harder with a level playing field for any of the deep state players to mess around. And the trade deals that our president's going to make will preempt any of the nonsense we've seen in the past.
Well, and Scotty, I don't think they'll be able to weaken their currencies to, you know, bring themselves a huge advantage like they have been. I mean, if we think about the amount of money, I don't know, $25 trillion that China has invested in America for the last 10, 15 years. I mean, that's, you know, through the weakening of their currency that they invested so much into our world here in America. And I'm anxious to see how that's going to sort itself out, too, because if one thing we know for sure is Trump's aware.
Yeah, amen. For sure.
Mm-hmm. See, Diane, I know I didn't put you on the spot, really and truly, because I've been in meetings with you with some really bad hombres, and I know you think on your feet. So thank you. thank you. You always rise to the challenge, Diane.
Well, thank you, sir.
All righty. Betty, would you please jump in and lead us in our second prayer? As we can see, we're making progress on the reset. Let's continue with our prayer.
Awesome. Well, Kimberly and I were on the same wavelength, just a couple chapters down from where she was in Isaiah 56. Thus says the Lord, starting with verse 1, preserve justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come and my righteousness to be revealed. How blessed is the man who does this and the son of man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning the Sabbath and keeps his hand from doing any evil. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord, with total humility, because it is you are a righteous God. We bow before a righteous God. Lord, you your expectations of holiness have never changed. They continue always into each generation. And so the generation that we are in right now, Lord, has completely profaned your will and your desire and your plans for a righteous nation, Lord, and they have defiled our nation. And so we ask, Lord, that you would protect Trump and this nation as you use him to try to restore the rule of law, Lord. Let no weapon, as Kimberly said, formed against him to prevail. Protect him, Lord, from enemies that are foreign and domestic. And we've got so many domestic enemies that are right here trying to take him down. And, Lord, we know that this is a satanic a witch hunt that is happening, that it really, that these people don't even realize that they're being manipulated by dark, evil forces, and that they have been swallowed up and sucked up into an evil world system, and they are just pawns in that system. And so I pray that you would break those chains, Lord. And so we know that they're trying to impeach, Lord. They're doing it fraudulently. I pray that you would expose all of their attempts. They're trying to keep the facts hidden, Lord, but you will bring everything to light. All mysteries and all hidden lies will be made known. And so may the truth be exposed, and may all attempts to impeach this man that you have put into place be thwarted. And, Lord, we know there's fraud in all of the polls. They aren't showing true numbers, and so may all fraudulent polling practices be exposed. We know, Lord, as we're heading into an election season, that so much injustice and dishonesty is happening in our election officials and at the booths. And we pray, Lord, that you would install honest election officials and workers and expose all of those dishonest election practices. Let that come to light so that people will know what's going on and it will be corrected. We know the deep state continues, Lord, which is really Satan who's behind it and energizing all of that. They continue to try to bring down this country and bring down this president. And so continue to expose all the deep state players. Bring them to light. Expose them one by one, Lord. Bring them to justice. We ask that you would install formidable attorneys and witnesses and judges to demolish their evil empire. And we ask that you would bind all the strongholds in this country of deception that has clouded our government and our leaders. We ask that you would bind the stronghold of perversions, Lord, that Satan's trying to unleash on our society, and ask that you would restore righteousness to our land. Heal our land, Lord. I marvel that we sang that song today. Build your kingdom here, and let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, and win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here, Lord. We pray. That was what we sang in church today, Lord, and may it be so. May your will be done. May your kingdom come. May you be the one in your righteous land by your word and by your power. Keep your promises, Lord. Here we are as a nation, as a group. We humble ourselves and ask that you would bring this nation back, because as America goes, so goes the rest of the world. And so heal our land. Sear the conscience of every citizen and raise up bold, upright leaders, judges, congressmen, policemen, CEOs, and citizens. clean this house, Lord, by your mighty hand and by your grace, Lord. May every word of your promise be fulfilled. In Jesus' powerful name, we rest on these promises. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Kimberly, Betty, any closing thoughts? If not, I will move to our gratitude prayer, as we always close with a little prayer of gratitude. Lord, we dwell upon the goodness in our lives. We cherish in our hearts all of the gifts you have given us. We notice the blessings of life, breath, loving, and sharing like we did tonight in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Lord, let the little details in our lives take our attention today. A warm mug of tea or coffee, a cold glass of water, unless you're in Northern California or Europe, and then it's a warm glass of water. The gentle grass under our feet, the chance to gather with family and share a meal. Let the everyday pleasures ring out melodies in our hearts, the smile of a friend, a warm, comfy bed, the sunlight on the trees and walks in the park. We're grateful for all of these things. May these things inspire us to praise and bring a clear moment of sight. Now we see how amazing the world truly is, and we soak in your goodness and light. Thank you, Lord. We devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you will show us the light at the end of this day and every day. Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he is our duly elected president, and he is leading the reset of the rule of law and the reset of our economy, and he is focused on his mission and purpose as president. Lord, we're grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, for Pastor Joseph and Diane and Ingrid and Christine. We're grateful for all of the 27 prayer warriors that joined us on our call tonight from Texas, from Florida, Indiana, California, state of Washington, from all over the country, and even from Canada. And Lord, a special note of gratitude to our longtime prayer friends that have been with us since August, Van and Kathy and Ken and Kathy and William and Liz and Diane G and many others. Lord, let our roots grow down into you, let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. We're so grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much again for the loved ones in our lives, for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything we are. Lord, amen. Well, I thank you again for joining us. We'll see you again Thursday. Go out and have a great night. Hang up the phone. Give someone a big hug. And have a great, great night. We'll see you Thursday again. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.